It is 12:30 here at KPTZ in Port Townsend, and time for Bureaucracy Now! I'm here with my co-host, John Morrow. And John, we have theme music today.
We do. I love it.
I pulled it together and got the theme music.
Wasn't this the old theme music?
This is the old theme music. Yeah. I think, you know, it's good radio to hear. Let's
just... It is. It feels festive, and we'll tell you why.
And it's good radio to let listeners know what they're about to hear with an audio cue.
Yeah.
And that was the audio cue that they're about to hear interesting things
that
are going on in the city.
It's not just a big scream, like Halloween style scream before this show. Or is that after the show?
I'm sure the listeners who don't want to hear it have already turned their radios. No, I would say that the listeners to Bureaucracy Now! Are vitally interested in what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And and I think we should start. We had a big election going on.
Yeah, we had a very big election, and not big on the legislative branch, although there are four incumbent council members who are reelected to their positions. Pretty overwhelming. I'd say landslide is not too understating it.
Also running unopposed.
They were also running unopposed.
And I know that, you know, that for electeds, you know, it's like, it's great to run unopposed because you don't have to go to debates and, you know, go doorbelling and raise money. It also, this is where we want to encourage listeners to remember 2 years from now.
Yeah.
They should get involved. Yeah. Actually, get involved right now by volunteering for one of the citizens advisory groups.
Exactly.
Is a good way to come up to speed and get involved in city politics. And if they think that things should be done differently, that's the growth path.
Many former advisory body members are now council members.
That's right.
Kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah. And knowing that there are a majority of council members unopposed on the ballot this year, I could be a little bit tongue-in-cheek and say that we've made the conversations that come to city council chambers extra spicy, filled with policy decisions. And actually, this year has been you're not going to wonder where the incumbents stand on many issues, because we talk housing, streets and transportation, finance, police, core services, water, sewer, housing again. I mean, we've talked about all these things. So, parks, pools, golf courses, all these things repeatedly over the course of this year. So, you know, the downside of not having an opponent is that you're not on the stump talking about what your policy positions are. But in our town, no, we're talking about those policy positions all the time, especially this year.
There was another thing on the.
Let's see. What was it?
What was it?
It was an acronym, wasn't it?
I think it was
an acronym.
It stood for to be determined.
Be determined. We've determined it, I think, is kind of the answer.
We have, and I note that our news team reported. They reported on the elections in the order that they were listed on the county website, and at least in the version that I saw of the news, we may have recorded it differently, but in the early revision, we ran down the list and got all the way to the bottom of the county website, and I don't know what it's actually officially called on the ballot. It wasn't called the Transportation Benefit District.
Yeah.
It was called the sales tax in support of transportation improvements, something like that.
I put it in the best for last category. that's kind of what happened, because you did have to. I mean, even on the election site now, which will probably be updated later this afternoon, because I think something like 70% of ballots were counted. So there's still a pretty sizable number of ballots that need to be tallied. But with an 80.34% yes vote, it's pretty unambiguous where our community stands.
And that was so interesting for me. I know in city politics, because we don't have polling, we don't really know where the city stands. Mm-hmm. We can guess based on conversations or on a public comment or just that sort of thing. But we don't really know statistically how we're going to do. And was 80%? That's a pretty sizable number.
Well,
right?
Look, you don't, I mean, look, I'm not going to try to crow here too much, but I think there's some thanks to be given to quite a number of people who helped make this happen. And, you know, before today, or actually before Tuesday evening, this is all I could say. And I'm holding up to Taylor a two-page
fact sheet
that went out in your utility bill, and it was not available on the website, the city website. But really, legally, the city is required by state law not to speak or advocate, you know, in detail of any ballot initiative, including this one, even though it is core city business. You know, we can continue talking about core city business as we did on the show, including transportation, but we can't say, please vote for this. We can say, please vote. Anyway, kind of the long and the short of it is the city team's been kind of bottled up until now. And we can now say, hey, this thing passed. And yes, there probably are 20% of our community members who voted who are not satisfied with the outcome.
Right.
And fair enough. But 80% is not a number you see almost anywhere.
No, it isn't. And my feeling is the, you know, the city has, at least the, you know, the talk I hear is people saying, you know, we've got to fix the potholes, got to fix the potholes, got to fix the potholes. And it was gratifying to see the city step up and put their money where their mouth is.
Well, and the community, actually. So, I mean,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's the gratifying. Community. I mean, look, maybe this is way too terse to say it, but, you know, to what extent I could say it's about whatever insert word time, you know, I'd say a couple decades have gone by when we've been trying to be scrappy for state and federal grant funding, but that basically led our local roadways that were not competitive for any of this grant funding really to be completely forgotten. You know, and I'd say even until last year when there was very limited transportation budget, it changed last year. We actually put some money to it from the bank capacity, which we can talk about later. But
we talked about it last week about the
24th, 10th, and 11th, the Hendricks. Yeah, I mean, we've been out there paving.
The test patch on Lawrence that you have planned.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, you know, we really have started to crank it up a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. This might come back and haunt me, but I don't know why we just let this go so long. I mean, I'm just kind of astonished, you know, and there's different perspectives out there. Some people like the traffic calming nature of a street that is almost impossible to drive on. I mean, I get that there's different perspectives, but we let this one go very, very long as a community. And I'd say it's about, insert word, time. You know, I mean, it's about time that we either do something or decide not to do something. Mm-hmm. And I think I was prepared for a no vote on this. I wasn't expecting it, but I was prepared for a no vote, in which case, at least that's direction from the community on, do you want to do this or not? We never even asked the question. We could have asked it, you know, 15 years ago.
So do you consider this direction from the community, 80%, hey, let's be doing
it's
this?
That's a pretty big statement. Yeah. And the council that formed the TBD and then sat as this governing body, which still is separate from council, I expect that we will make those both come together at some future point to make it easier for the public to understand and for, you know, council to make decisions and have meetings. You know, this just in.
The reason John is hesitating is because the mail was just delivered to the office. That was one of our DJs, Jerry Osborne.
I was thinking Jerry should come in and say hi.
And Jerry is also our mail delivery person. And he goes to our post office box. And because I'm going to get off topic here and we'll come back to this in a minute, but we just had our fun drive.
Yes.
Perhaps some of our listeners missed it. It was only 2 days long. Not a surprise that you missed it. And I want to say thank you to all of our community members who jumped in last Friday and Saturday with a heartwarming show of support.
Yes.
For this community service. And we were not able to, you know, we did it on just shows that were on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
We could not do any fundraising on Bureaucracy Now because it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, if you're a listener to Bureaucracy Now and you appreciate the opportunity to have this kind of discussion on the airwaves and to be able to mail questions into dj@kptz.org, this would be a great time if you missed out on the fund drive to hit the big blue donate now button. So my pitch is do it right now while Bureaucracy Now is on, because we can tell when you did it. And that will encourage us.
Yes, yes. I think actually 1 year I did it while I was talking. So I had it on the web, and I had my phone out and pledged my contribution. So, but I don't think they're dissimilar. I think we're talking about community radio and what it takes to run a community radio, including mail delivery during the show, and what it takes to run a community in terms of, look, we're all pitching in to fix our streets, and not just us, but those who love this place and come visit. And I think that's the, I don't want to say magic, because we are the 50th most regret, or the first most, the 50th of the list, regressive tax states in the country. So I'm not going to say, great, we just increased sales tax. That's not the headline here. That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. Yeah.
I mean, the not so bummer is that because it is sales and use tax at 0.3%,
that we are now,
everybody who comes here and buys something that's not food or not somehow part of sales tax, pays in to help fix our streets. And to those future visitors of Port Townsend, I thank you. Because that lift, if it was a levy, or if it was just, if it was property tax or something, it'd be a lot more expensive for us as a community. You know, if you do the math and kind of the average people buy that's not food, that's, you know, subject to sales tax, you know, 0.3% roughly equates, depending on how much you spend, you know, between 10, 40 bucks a year, 10 and 40 bucks. Not nothing for some people, for sure. But that number would probably be, you know, maybe 10 times that if we had to do this with just our residents and just property tax. So that's at least the silver lining on this, is that it was a slam dunk 80%. It's going to raise roughly $800,000 a year directly and specifically for streets. We are legally bound to take every one of those pennies and put it to use on our streets locally. But that it's not as big a lift because visitors also pay.
You were mentioning thanking. I want to extend my thanks, because we did an Attention Please segment on this that I did, because we couldn't do it within the context of Bureaucracy Now.
Yeah.
So we did it within the context of Attention Please. And we had Rick Yonke and Rebecca Kimball here, and both supporting this, and I think that was, it was useful just to let people know, you know, what is this, what's it about, why should you support it, and I think, you know, it was efforts of those two and people like them that made this happen.
Yeah, so I think they were literally part of the pro committee that we, when we filed this with the Jefferson County, they asked for a pro and a con committee or anti, and to have balanced views in the voter guide, and for those campaigns to exist, for people to kind of take a stand, and we really struggled to find a con committee. It's really up to the county if we can't find one, and we did. We asked some people, we talked to them about it, and they declined. But Becky and Rick and I believe Scott Walker all said, yeah, we'll take on the pro side. And so that puts the city at arm's length, because we can't use city, technically it's called city facilities, but we can't use staff time or, you know, literally facilities or anything of the city to advocate for a ballot measure. That's the job of the pro committee. So I know they get a mailer out. I know they've been talking about it. They came on the air to talk about it. They worked really hard. They're the first to thank. Maybe after the community that voted for it, because that's clearly how it happened. The other group, I think, you know, council, the current council has been, over the last couple of years, listening to the public works team, particularly Steve King and his team, talk about the comprehensive streets program and what it means to kind of think about this holistically. And so we've really built the case over a couple years of why this is needed, what it looks like, what the funding requirements are, rolled that into our financial sustainability plan. So now we're talking about our finance team and our whole department director team. And of course, it is just mere coincidence, but it's a good one, that, you know, we were delivering on bank capacity projects, the 24th and the 10th and the 11th and the Hendricks that we were talking about, paving not too long ago. And so street crews have been out there pretty much with very few resources historically, making magic happen. And they're the guys and gals on the streets making them better and trying to make do with what little we have, you know, like by patching them. So they're the ones who I feel most grateful for, because they are currently doing the work, and with resources, I know, I'm fully confident that they can do excellent work.
So is the money on this is really, it's not to buy another truck or another road crew. This is really to pay for materials and presumably some engineering that goes into doing these repairs.
Yeah. So there is a proposed fund use. You could find that in the fact sheet. That includes, you know, the majority is pavement repair, rehabilitation, preservation. We've got 80 something miles of street. Yeah. So it's a lot. Not private streets, they're not eligible for funding. But then there's also grant match. And so one of the things we've struggled with in the past, and again, I hate to, you know, I'm not trying to be unkind to those who came before, but we would often go into debt for grant match. And that just didn't seem like a financially sustainable way to say, let's borrow money so that we can hopefully get money. And then we're kind of getting some, but then we're in the hole. I don't think it was a savvy way to do it. So we've changed that since I've come on board. And now with the TBD, eligible funds include grant match. So if we're going to go for a state funded, $500,000 grant that's on our long list of 6-year transportation improvement plan, we could use that as match to build a sidewalk or fix a street or add a bike lane or whatever it might be.
Now, is grant money available to do the kind of maintenance things that we need to do? I thought there was some limitation on that.
Yeah, there is. I think it's really eligibility is an issue. So some of the local streets don't get the volumes or have the crash data to support a competitive grant ask. But, some do. And actually, another thing to talk about, which I said at council on Monday, we went in for a joint grant, federal grant. I had to think about it for a second. A federal grant with Jefferson County. And I think we received $164,000 worth of funding from this grant alongside the county to develop an action plan for road safety. Mm-hmm. We've got a pretty good plan, but the idea was we want to be even in a better position. So every single road in the county and the city is going to be part of this plan that's now funded by this grant. And that'll also help us become, have more data and know which segments of our roadways network are going to be more eligible for funding. So it's a little bit of a dice game, because we got to think about, the funding source, and if it's a highway safety improvement program or TIB funding or safe routes, program. Kind of depends on what the purpose of the funding pot is, but we want to be ready with anything.
So there, you think there's a kind of a multiplicative effect here that this money can then go further because it can be matched, much like our fund drive.
Nicely done. Yeah. And then of course, it costs quite a bit of money to build sidewalks and ADA upgrades and do traffic calming even, but depending on the treatment, but some of this goes directly to that won't be eligible for grant funding. So
things that we need to do.
Yeah. So that's heartening to know that some of the experimentation we've done over the last couple of years that has worked, we can now replicate. And say for instance, the Washington Street neighborhood doesn't have to get together and really crowdfund a contribution to the city.
Are you talking about the traffic circles?
To do the traffic circles.
I know
it's not everyone's favorite project, but the community came together and said, we'll pay for this.
And we want this.
And we said, okay, we'll install it on the city dime, but thank you for basically buying the materials. Mm-hmm. If you're a community member on the other side of town who might not be able to get 100 of your friends together and everybody puts in 10 bucks, and so you can't magic up $10,000.
That was one of the concerns here is that, some neighborhoods can afford to do this, but some can't.
Exactly.
And so now we get into sort of a two-tier transportation system, and we don't want to do that.
No, we don't. And actually, that's another good benefit here of this benefit district is we can think about equity more in the transportation system and actually fund improvements that calm traffic in more neighborhoods.
Well, and this is, last week we talked about the map, which I linked on the, you sent me
Thank
the link,
you.
And
yeah.
I linked it on the KPTZ website so people could see where these things are going, and they're spread over the whole community, not just uptown, not just downtown, but
way everywhere.
Yeah. And look, I also want to be clear, like, as much as we're really excited about this, I know the team's excited, you know, Steve King is taking a very unusual and well-earned time away. And I did manage to get a hold of him by phone and let him know that this went through. I mean, he's over the moon because he and his team want to get to work. And it's not going to be a one-and-done, couple-year thing. I mean, this actually needs to be re-upped after 10 years so it doesn't just automatically cruise forever into the future. So the voters have a chance to say, it's working, let's keep going. Or they have to. They could say, you know what, we've got enough, thank you. Let's turn that off. But it's going to take many years for us to get across 80-plus miles of roadway, and there are a lot of projects to do. You know that. If you walk, bike, ride, drive, take transit, you know that our streets are in bad condition. So, you know, it's going to take us years to get to that, but now we actually have some hope of actually making progress.
Well, we did just get a listener comment very apropos to that. We actually have two listener comments.
Oh,
so the one that we got that was apropos says he is excited about the breaking news for the TBD. As a bicycle commuter, I work hard to avoid the potholes as best I'm able. I'm sure John can relate.
Oh, I literally broke a spring off my kickstand off my cargo bike yesterday because of the potholes. I had to bungee cord it together, so I hear you.
Yeah, so looking forward to smoother roads.
Mm.
The other comment, I don't normally call commenters out by name, but I will call...
Repeat offender.
I will call Councilmember Owen Rowe.
Oh. Sorry, Owen.
Because he felt that our musical choice was unexpected.
Ooh.
and I'm not sure if it's the choice that was unexpected or the fact that I had a musical a musical cue.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought I would take an opportunity to say the reason that I like that is one, I chose it quite a while ago when we were doing a promo for this,
right?
And I chose it because it seemed smart and tight.
Mm.
And that's what it feels like talking to you is, you know, that the sound of here.
Let's bring it back in here. Let's bring it back in. Yes, precise.
Precise, tight. Precise.
You know, warm and welcoming, as, you know, a communications and marketing manager might say.
Yeah.
I like it.
So that's why I chose it. I just I thought for anybody who thinks it's maybe unexpected because it's Latin.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded smart.
When I hear unexpected, I think of a particular brass band in town, and that I actually own some brass, and I should kind of polish up and actually, you know, make a debut.
You know, at this point, I wish that they would walk in the door right now, because that's how they roll.
You never know.
Mention their name,
and
there's Kurt Munich.
It's true. I just know next time, Owen, that we sit down to have our one-on-one conversation, I'll play that in the background. Maybe that would be fun. That would be unexpected if I didn't just say that.
And by the way, I'm glad Owen is listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
It's nice. I have to be tight and sharp because my bosses are listening to me right now.
They are. And taking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, that, you know, again, back to council. You know, well done. That was a big lift for this council and understanding the community's needs and long held beliefs that the roads need some work. And here we go.
Okay.
So,
we just have a couple more minutes. I want to ask one question about it, which is when does the money flow in?
Good question.
And when do we start to see the benefits of this transportation benefit district?
So the money doesn't come in. Brace yourselves immediately. you know, really, this is first quarter of 2024. And so the tax receipts come in starting April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the state because it's sales tax. And then they come back to the city, I think by May 31st, if I'm not mistaken. So literally, there's not a single penny between now and May 31st from this,
can you start to include this in next year's budget with the expectation that it'll show up in Q2?
So fun! This is like how the sausage is made. You know, this is when people are going to turn away from the station. But I get excited about this because it's interesting. The TBD has its own budget until we merge it with councils. I mean, it'll be a transportation forever, you know, budget, or at least the next 10 years. But it's you know, we have to do a zero budget now for this year, because it's receiving $0 worth of tax, you know, money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to do a separate budget for the TBD for 2024. And it'll probably be a supplemental. And, you know, that we can do that early next year. So let's see. Did I answer your question? I don't know if I missed.
It was a two-part question. Mm-hmm. It was when does the revenue start to flow, and then when do we start to see
the improvements? Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is the challenging piece. You know, we're still down some really core city staff, and like a city engineer that would be responsible generally for doing a lot of this work. Now we've got a couple project managers, right? Andre Harper and Tyler Johnson. Tyler was on last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, having these guys in place as project managers is a godsend because we can actually get the projects done, which is awesome. The challenge is we don't want to, you know, we're trying to propose a budget. I'll blow the, you know, breaking news here. We didn't have money. We didn't have a lot of money in for streets in this current budget proposal for 2024 because things are costing a lot more. Inflation's through the roof. We're really trying to put money in for transportation. I literally sat with the finance director this morning and we were trying to find a way to shoehorn it in, if anything, than to build a bit of a runway between now when we're not receiving TBD funding
and when
it actually takes off and we've got a cash flow.
Almost to smooth the transition from the old pavement to the new pavement.
Truly. And I bring the staff resources in too because that is a key factor. If we suddenly were flush with cash to deliver streets projects but not with the people to do it, we'd be behind.
You've got to have all the pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more complicated. Okay. So anyway, a lot of fun. Thank you, dear community, and we'll get to work and use your money wisely.
All right. As long as we're on the subject of... John, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Brunel, I'd play the music, but...
You know, we were going to talk community, but I guess we kind of always do.
We always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.